Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, live, you don't really see anything. If you really wanted to be picky and you go to the film, he starts pulling off and his effort level gets a little high. The kind of like the first pitch, I think it was to Ortega with second and third, you know, big situation, and he spikes it in the ground and he's throwing with everything he's got. The effort level gets a little too high and he doesn't command the ball. But I tell you what, you know, he settled in and held them to one run and gave us a chance to, with one swing, to tie it up or maybe, you know, win a game. So it didn't look great, but you got to be proud of him for battling and only giving up one right there. And our bullpen was fantastic overall. I mean, seven innings, one run. You can't ask for a better bullpen performance than that. You know, just offense struggled tonight.
What did Poltanovich and the Braves pitchers do so well against you guys tonight?
Yeah, you know, it seemed like they were locating pretty good pitches. You know, they kind of neutralized JD with some really good pitches, you know, that could have gone either way. And all the other guys, they mixed it up well. Poltanovich did a great job with his fastball usage late, starting us off with breaking balls early. Yeah, they pitched a really good game. You know, anytime they go 14 innings and you go give up one run, the pitchers have done their job, really well.
What exactly happened with Nito there, where you guys were comfortable leaving him in for the end of that half inning and then?
Yeah, he got hit on the backswing. He got hit right in the back of the head. Felt fine. He finished the inning. He came in, and after they evaluated there, he wasn't feeling as good, so we got him out. We're going to reevaluate him in the morning and see where we go from here.
Tony.
Just this may seem obvious, but is that concussion protocol for Nito, or is there something else?
I don't know. I don't think it's concussion protocol at this moment, but that's why we'll evaluate him in the morning. Keep on checking on him overnight.
Dan, on the left.
Do you expect any other moves tomorrow, McNeil or anyone arriving?
You know what? I think we need to probably sit down and talk about that. Sounds like McNeil had a pretty good day today. I think we need to probably check on him when he comes in tomorrow or call him in the morning and see. But right now, we're just not sure.
Anthony?
Mickey, any thoughts of walking Hamilton with the pitcher spot?
Yeah, you know what? We thought about that. But, you know, what we would have done is walked Ortega and pitched to a lesser Hamilton and then the pitcher. But when your pitcher's struggling, throwing balls in the strike zone, it's tough to load the bases. So that was our ultimate thought. He'll naturally pitch around him and not give him much to hit, like he did Ortega, got a big strikeout. Once he did that with the lesser bat in Hamilton, we figured, let's get another one. You know, the last thing we wanted to do was walk somebody once we got past Ortega to get to make sure Acuna hit. That was the thinking there. And we felt like, hey, you know, we needed to put up a zero here to have a chance to win the game. You know, we had Matsy coming up second, our pitcher. So it would have been tough to put a rally together. We had faith that Fama would hold, do some damage control there and hold it. And he did.
Tony.
Two quick ones. One, what did you see from DeGrom, especially during that run when he struck out eight guys in a row?
I mean, it was just making every pitch on the corner, executing every single pitch. You know, that's fun to watch when they punch out eight in a row. It was fantastic. But it's just at the bottom of the knees to the corner and every pitch in that eight hitters was executed perfectly, it seemed like.
Also, Diaz, after, you know, hitting the leadoff guy, what can that sort of outing do for him?
Yeah, that should get him going. You know, that was great. Big situation. to hold him right there and give us a chance to win the ball game. He should take pride in what he did. You know, obviously the fastball got away from him, ran up and hit the guy in the elbow. But after that, he settled in nicely and made some great pitches. It's a big part of the lineup.
Thank you, Mickey.
Yep, thanks, guys.